Amber Johnson here. It's tough to believe the Community Campfire has been on air for 1 year. I'm here with the OGs from the early days, Andrea Buchanan, Sarah Irvin, Mitchell Elliott, and John Burdick. Welcome, everybody.
All right. Happy birthday to us.
Happy birthday to us. And we just had a really good laugh about our first episode that aired a year ago. It had a lot of heart and a few speed bumps, could we say?
Sure.
John and Sarah, what were some of those memorable moments?
John's mic, we forgot to pot up your mic.
I was so excited that I forgot to even pot up my mic. And we had someone texting us during the show of saying, hey.
I can't hear John.
Can't hear John.
Which is also very rare.
Right?
Not to be able to hear John.
This is true.
So we learned a lot.
Suffice it to say, I think we all agree we've come a long way. And I feel like our community has grown with us. And so that's been the really special, important part about this. And that's what we're going to be reminiscing a little bit about today. So let's back up a little bit. Let's talk about the genesis of the show. John, can you start us off? How did this all get started?
Came up with a name because Blair Fulner, the founder of the station, used to call KPCW the Community Campfire. And I think everybody still fondly remembers the station as the Community Campfire. So that's where the name came from. And then Larry Warren, the GM, decided, I think back in 2010, to do public affairs shows, which are all podcasts now, every day of the week. We had a few shows here and there. And then we decided to come up with the Community Campfire, where we got to do some local bands and we got to do some local stories and the voices of the Wasatch Back coming.
I just want to say, I do remember us going back and forth on the name of the show for quite a while. Remember that? That was kind of fun. Yeah. There was a bunch of different names.
There were.
Like Behind the Mountain.
Yeah.
Christy was like, that sounds like a horror movie. I'm like, you're right. Okay.
Yeah, your Wasatch connection.
Yeah, we were bantering back and forth?
I know. It's a name that makes the most sense. As soon as we decide upon it, we're like, why did we not think of that in the first place?
At first I thought it's going to be too hard to say, you know, but it's perfect.
Yeah, absolutely.
It fits.
It's our mission statement in a show, really.
Yeah, exactly. So, we're bringing people all together and we're spotlighting voices across the community and we're sort of illuminating really interesting stories about your friends and neighbors that you might not have known, and it's like really feel good all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Feel good Fridays. Yeah. Wasn't that one Fridays. Of the ones?
I think we thought about that too.
We did think about that. Yeah. So let's talk about some of these stories. What were some of the highlights then this year? Andrea, let's start with you.
Well, I keep going back to Mr. Taylor in C minor. That was the title of the piece, and it was our beloved music teacher who Mitchell had as a music teacher when he was in high school. So I got a lot of background from you, Mitchell, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It was a really well-produced piece, and it was nice to see him get some recognition for all the work he had put in over the years.
Yeah, and I just realized how I was so blown away by just the kids and the dedication to band and what they, I mean, it's 6 a.m, they show up. I just couldn't, seniors in high school, it was still dark. I was just inspired by him and then the kids' love for him and just all the people that he has, the lives he's touched and what he did for so many of his students just to go on and have these incredible careers in music, which is what they wanted to do. So that was one of my highlights. And then my dear friends who did the crazy Havasu Pie hike. Oh, where the wild mothers go.
You weren't among them, though. You
no,
were discovering.
No. They knew better than to invite me.
One of the things I discovered is that, Amber, you are part of a polar plunge club. And
yes.
I learned that from your story.
Yes, of a cold plunging group in the Provo River year-round. We had a bunch of crazy. And it's just become this amazing, hilarious bonding ritual that we do to torture ourselves, but by choice. So mm-hmm. It's great.
But I thought that was a fun story. That was probably one of my highlights.
Yeah, it was fun. I think another one of my favorites was just the very first episode. I did a deep dive into KPCW's history. And special thanks to Mitch, who helped me produce that, because that was before I knew anything about sound mixing or anything. But it was so great to go back through the archives. And we just found just the most hilarious, random facts about KPCW and sound bites and memories, Bessie the Cow and stuff. So I'd say looking back now, that's one of my favorite stories. The 2 weeks it took me to write it and produce it weren't my favorite. But
way to jump in.
That's how it works sometimes, right?
No, and that one keeps getting brought up by listeners all the time. It made them spend some time thinking about their favorite stories of the station. And so we want to encourage that to continue. Anytime anytime you have a story that you think, you know, needs to be told, that's what we're here for on Friday mornings. And yeah, not just stories about the station, of course, but stories about life here in the Wasatch Back. And so that's like, it's been great because we now get emails. We have fans. We have listeners. People send us story ideas or band ideas. And it's just been great to see the show really, you know, build a following.
Absolutely. So speaking of bands, let's talk music. Mitch, you've been kind of heading this up. So let's speak to some of the favorite moments that you've had over the past year.
Yeah, the bands have been super fun to have in the studio. I've really wanted to have live bands in here. There's a great space that we have here at the station for those who've never seen it before. You can check out our YouTube. We highlight a lot of the bands that we've had. And I think my favorite is from one that we're going to replay later today called Slow Potion. They were a band that I had met doing a gig down in Salt Lake. And they were so fun. There were eight of them.
They just kept showing up. Like more and more people just kept walking.
More instruments.
Are we all going to fit in this? Exactly.
Yeah, no, it was really cool to have them in. And since then, we've had more bands in the studio. And it's cool to know that it's been possible to actually have a full band in there. And hoping for a lot more this year as well.
I think we've done probably 50 bands through this station over the course of this show.
That's amazing. I feel like it's changed the energy and the ambiance in the station, having just that live music and that live energy. So it's great. Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, what's your pitch to any bands or any vocalists in the area?
I mean, if you want to be on KPCW's airwaves, this is a great opportunity also to highlight what you can do. And I promise, if you're good, we'll make you sound even better.
Oh,
that's the truth.
Nice.
You really have a knack with that, Mitch. It's no joke.
Yeah, so let's briefly talk about Campfire Kids. You know, we decided part of the community voices was we wanted to hear the youngest voices in our community. And so that's when that was born. And it has been definitely an entertaining and interesting.
I have learned so much from these kids.
One of whom was your own child that I interviewed.
I learned that zombies aren't real from my son, Jack.
exactly.
Let's see. I mean, there's
How does he feel about your dad jokes?
Yeah, they're not the best.
No, not the best. Exactly. Exactly.
I learned that Brooke can't cook.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, kids, they just state it as it is, right? I mean, I loved going to some of those classrooms and interviewing, as I'm sure you found too, Andrea. Like, there's no filters. And so if you want to find out what's going on, you interview the kids. What were some of your favorite kid moments?
Well, just the moments of interviewing them. I'm in broom closets. I'm in, like, I don't know, the room off to the side of the teacher's thing. And you have 30 minutes, and they just come in, and they're bouncing off walls and, you know, trying to get them to calm down. And they're like, what are you, crazy lady? Why are you in this broom closet asking me questions? So but one of my favorites was dear friends of ours, sons came in, Griffin Smith and then Karen Trainer, and they are two boys who live in my neighborhood, same age, 9 years old, and they cracked me up so much and revealed to their mothers who were in the studio with us that the way they make money is they steal money from their moms. I mean, it was like, okay, there we go.
Very low overhead.
Oh my gosh. I
loved having, there was a whole troop of Girl Scouts that came in one day for a visit to the station, and they were hilarious.
I mean, that was one of the toughest interviews I've ever done, bouncing off 20 Girl Scouts just playing off of each other, deep diving into the Girl Scout cookies and everything. It was such a fun day.
I learned that a six-year-old has a better grasp of what a solar eclipse is than I did.
Yeah. That was, or no, it was the Aurora Borealis.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
Oh, see, you still don't have
it. Still, John.
Still have no clue.
No, I mean, they explain the electricity and the colors and the gases and the thing. We were just like, okay, thank you. Come back anytime.
That's a new host for Cool Science Radio.
Cool Science Radio right there. Talented in many, many places. That's awesome.
I think we did a quick math on it. We have more than 170 Campfire Kid just gems of wisdom that we've been able to air here in the last year. So that's really fun. And if you've got kids out there that want to share their wisdom, send them our way.
Yes.
The other thing was sports. That was one of the things that I think was most in the beginning of our show. We really wanted to kind of highlight the sports that don't get a lot of airplay or you know, there's a lot of great athletes out there, and Bill has just done an amazing job of getting in and getting us both, you know, all of the Wasatch back, or what's going on from South Summit, North Summit, Wasatch, and Park City.
And that's in huge part because of our high school sports intern, Madeline Jaquit, who's done a great job of developing those relationships with the different Wasatch Back high schools. And like you said, John, making sure that athletes that don't always get all the love, right? The football players, we talk about them every Friday, but every Friday night during the football season. But now on Friday mornings, we're talking about wrestlers and swimmers and track stars and figure skaters, the debate team, the robotics team. Right? I mean, these are just incredibly accomplished young folks across the Wasatch Back that we're now able to spotlight. It's been really fun having that be part of the show.
So let's talk about where we see ourselves in a year. I mean, think of how much we've all grown in this past year and think about these amazing stories we've told. What's the vision for this community podcast?
I think that we just continue to get all of these voices of the Wasatch Back down. I mean, we get to hear about that person in Heber that you never even knew had been there for 30 years and has this great story to tell. And just getting the voices on the air, one of the things with the community campfires, it's always been volunteer DJs. You've always been able to turn on the radio and listen to your neighbor or your friends doing the music set hours. And then now you get to hear the musicians that maybe you couldn't make it past 9 o'clock at night to go see them at a local bar or a venue. But now you can hear them here on the air. And one of the best things, I think, is the way in which we record these shows and subscribe to the podcast. I'm going to pitch that right now. We want to have more subscribers on Spotify or Apple or even on our website where you can hear these really engaging artists playing live in our studio. And Mitch, like you said, just going to make them sound amazing.
My vision is winning a Golden Globe for best podcast.
Excellent.
You're just going to go there.
I like that. I actually
nothing
think
less
aim high,
will do.
Aim high.
I have a vision that, you know, one story in particular, going back to some of our favorite stories, the story about Kate Johnson finding her diary decades of it being missing. That's like a movie that's begging to be made. And I feel like this initial story about it is really going to plant the seed. And we're going to get some option offers, I think, from Hollywood.
Mm-hmm, we are. Everyone back off.
Okay, well, we just want to thank you for tuning in today. And just to our devoted listeners, just remember that the Community Campfire is about you, your stories, your voices. And so thank you for making us a part of your lives.
Here's to year two.
Woohoo! Woo-hoo.